producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to give me a holler right now. 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind that I can help you with, I'd be delighted to do so. This is one of those things. It says that your brain volume changes after cognitive behavioral therapy. I don't know how to interpret this. When it's a science news from research organizations, but it doesn't actually say where this came from. Here's what it says. After just 9 weeks of internet-delivered cognitive behavioral therapy, the brain of patients suffering from social anxiety disorder changes in volume. Anxiety is reduced and parts of the patient's brain decrease in both volume and activity. This study could help us develop more effective therapies for one of the most common problems in mental health. Interesting, but how would they measure it? Right? I mean, you could certainly measure activity. The way you do it is lamentably, or the only way I know how to do it is with radioactive isotopes, which is not to be undertaken lightly. It's expensive, and radioactive stuff. I mean, presumably there's minimal risk associated with it, but still. But volume. How would you measure volume? I'm not sure exactly how you would do that, and presumably the changes would be pretty minimal. I mean, you're talking brain swelling is certainly a problem because you're talking about a closed system. So I don't know how. I mean, it would be really interesting to find out how they did that.
Yeah.
It doesn't make again the activity. I don't dispute that you can hook people up to, and actually it occurs to me you can hook people up to an EEG. And find, but that it's not terribly localized because all you can do is put stuff on the scalp unless you're dealing with radioactive isotopes. So you can find out whether it's the parietal lobe or the occipital lobe or the frontal lobe or whatever. But that's a pretty generalized kind of activity. For example, if you show people pictures of aggression, we know that their frontal lobe will light up sometimes, or that you'll see more activity. So presumably anxiety is somewhat of a localized phenomenon, so you would have decreased activity if people were calmer. We know that meditation tends to change the brainwave activity the activity of the brain. But volume, don't know about that. They're also saying that talk therapy may reverse biological changes in post-traumatic stress disorder. I don't know how they'd measure that either. So, again, it's one of those things about the internet is that, I mean, it's an appealing notion that, and we know that biofeedback does exist. We know that meditation does work. There have been surprisingly few studies talking about whether or not talk therapy actually works. You'd think it's been around for so long that somebody would have done the study. They actually did studies about whether or not radio psychology works. I mean, I trust those studies about as much as I trust anything else, in that you need to be really careful who's asking the question, how they ask the question, why they're asking the question, and what kind of analysis they're doing. I mean, we'd all like to think that things that we think, basically what it comes down to is that things that you think will work tend to work, and things that you don't think that work will not work, which is what we call the placebo effect, that you can give people sugar pills, and if you tell them that they'll feel better in 15 minutes, they, to a very large extent, do. So that's not magical so much as the fact that what we believe to be true, we we sort of respond to on a different level. So that's not surprising to me, but the idea of volume, not only, I mean, presumably the changes would be minimal. I mean, if not microscopic, at least pretty small. So how do you measure that in a living human being? I don't know. So take things with a grain of salt. All right, one of the things that that we put up last week is that that the I think the Marines and the Air Force, I don't know if the Army got on board with this and the Navy as well or not, of talking about women being should be registered for the draft. And so we put that up, and the question is yes or no, and in what circumstances. We're talking about the draft, which to my I didn't even know that the draft actually still exists. But so we're saying, what do you think about that? I personally think that of course they should, and I really think that women should be eligible for combat as well. I mean, we know that it happens in other countries, and why not? If women want true equality, which I think most of us do, that why would we not be able to fight for our country? So, I mean, that idea of women and children first, equating women and children, I find alarming and upsetting. That certainly taking care of children makes some sense, but and I think that men and women should take care of each other. But the idea of saying that women cannot take care of themselves is, I find, somewhat of an anathema. All righty. So, Jacob, do you have any feelings about this one way or the other?
I mean, I think if there is going to be a draft, yeah, I guess women should do it too, but I just the whole idea of a draft in general, I'm not really a keen on, so that's kind
well, of... I mean, the idea of war in general I find somewhat troublesome, mm-hmm. to say the least. All right, so let's see what is there a draft right now? I didn't even think there was one.
I'm not sure.
Let's see if I can Google, is there a draft?
Kiana just says it's fair.
Yeah, true. We could say a little bit more than that, but maybe not.
Right. Tony says absolutely, but only if they identify as a liberal feminist. I'm assuming that's a joke.
I assume so, too.
Barbara, of course, as long as they are physically able, and if not, there are plenty of office jobs in the military.
Well, that's it. I mean, the idea that only, I remember reading when this was a very hot topic about women and yada yada, was that only 10% of the of any particular service is involved in combat. Everybody else is support. So there.
Yeah. Luana... Take the bad with the good. You want the same rights, you have the same responsibilities.
All right, this may be a nation with an all-volunteer military, one that ended in conscription more than 40 years ago, but the federal law still requires men ages 18 to 25 to register for a draft that does not exist. There are a few exemptions and no second chances. America may never have a draft again, but we're still punishing, what are they saying? We're still punishing low, doesn't say, they have to finish the sentence. So I didn't think there was a draft. 40 years, though, so that would be 1970s. Punishing low-income men for not registering. Wow. Apparently you have to register.
Yeah, that's wild. I'd be a draft dodger.
Well, so you didn't register, huh?
I'm sure I registered, but... If they started it and I got picked, I would just flee.
You would?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so you why? Are you a pacifist?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't agree with war, and I wouldn't want to kill people that I don't have any problem with. I mean,
you know, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
The law requires men age 18 to 25 to register for a draft that does not exist. So there you go.
Yeah.
If you're between 18 and 25, you may want to look into that. All right? Because I don't think most guys know that they have to register.
Yeah.
There you go. We've just done a public service. I hope. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, 855-993-7569. All right, let's hear what other people are thinking about the draft. It's fascinating to me that it's still required. I wonder how many guys know that, and it's a mandatory requirement.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Very, very scary.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So guys know that you have to register even though there's no draft. And apparently the prosecution for not registering can be pretty serious and basically is dependent on, which a lot of things unfortunately are, about sort of lower income, which is not very fair, among mm-hmm. other things. All right, so let's see what else we're hearing about draft.
Okay. Amy says, if men have to, women should also. If we have to treat all the sexes the same, then that's part of it. You can't call for sex equality unless it's in all areas, but that's just my opinion.
I agree with you. I absolutely think that's the issue. But again, I don't think most people, if you'd asked me if there was a draft right now, you could hear. I thought that there was not, and so did Jacob, so did everybody else. And there is. I mean, no, that's wrong. There is not a draft. There hasn't been for 40 years, but you still have to register. It's still a law, which is kind of weird. And apparently you can be prosecuted if they find out that you haven't. The story that they were referring to was a young African-American man who'd been in prison, and he was trying to find a job or something, and they asked if he'd registered for the draft, and he said no. And they put him in jail for it, which is, talk about fairness, not fair at all. All right, 855-993-7569. Dan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Regarding the draft, I think they remind you when you register to vote. And if not, I'm sure that if you're of college age, they would have something about that when you sign up or when you register for college.
That's kind of especially the college part is kind of economic discrimination in some level.
Yeah, possibly, I guess. I don't know how else. I'm trying to remember. The draft was on when I was of age, so it was required. And I'm not quite sure how they go about it now, unless they remind you when you're in high school. I don't know.
It's one of those things, in theory, that the census would know, or the high school, as you point out, would know when you turn 18. But, you know, look, somebody who's 18 who's listening to the program or whose mom or dad is listening to the program, call us up and tell us. Because, again, I don't know that anybody knows right now. If I said to you, do you think you have to register for the draft these days, would you have said yes?
Yeah, if I was younger, probably.
Saying today. Would you
today?
If I just asked you... You know, do you think people still have to register the draft? I probably would have said, probably not.
Well, I know, yeah, I think they would, but I didn't know it was required.
Yeah, that's the kind of point, yeah. And the only reason that it's being brought up at all is because a couple of the services are saying that women should have to register as well, which I heartily agree with for the reasons that several people have pointed out, that if guys have to do it and women want to be, we don't want our biology to be our destiny, then yeah, we should have to register the draft. Do I think we've got an all-volunteer army, which again tends to be somewhat, the word is not discriminatory, but tends to be, all volunteer armies tend to sort of appeal to people who don't have other options, which basically means it's an economic factor again, which is alarming.
Yeah. But,
all right. Was that what you called about?
Well, I wanted to contribute to the conversation that you have, but one of the things that I think possibly should take place is, I know we have an all-volunteer army, but I also think that people need to volunteer more, and I think there should be, you can't call it volunteering if you're required to do some work, but I think...
I agree with you. I think there should be mandatory government service from 18 to 20 for everybody across the board. And I think it doesn't necessarily have to be military, that it could be Peace Corps, it could be it could be any kind of training, because I think, first of all, that we owe something to the country in which we grow up. I think it's a way of of educating people in a very practical way that, that college may or may not do. I think it's a way of ending the class discrimination that allows one group of people to seek higher education and another not because of economic issues. So I absolutely agree with you. And I don't think it should be a draft per se. I don't think it should be exclusively or even primarily military. But I think there should be mandatory at when either 18 or graduate from high school, whichever comes first.
Yeah, I think there should be some service to your community.
Yep.
I mean, that's what keeps communities strong.
Yep.
You know, everybody is waiting for somebody else to do it. Well, you know, how about pitching in?
Well, I agree with you. And Flint, Michigan, is they're now saying this is a problem that's going to be going on for decades.
Yeah.
Which is really alarming. Yeah.
One of the things that I did want to talk to you about that I'm finding an increasing amount is the absence of civility. It's just amazing to me that people can be so callous and so cold when it comes to responses or just a common courtesy, you know, a thank you or responding to a request or a letter. I don't know what to think about that anymore. Have we gotten to the point in society where nobody really cares, and it's like,
I have several different responses to that. The first is, which is probably not terribly fair, but I think it has some historical precedent, is the comment that says, you know, young people have no kindness in them, no civility in them. They don't get up when elders enter the room. They don't follow manners anymore. It was actually made by Pliny the Elder. So I think it's been an issue, a generational issue for literally, you know, a very long time. On the other hand, I tend to agree with you, and I think part of it is, as far as I'm concerned, the Sony Walkman was the end of civilization as we knew it, that people could be in a crowd and be completely isolated. I don't think it's safe. I don't think it's polite. And everything that's happened since then, whether you're talking about the internet or earbuds or iPads or, you know, iPhones or all the kinds of ways that people can be in a crowd and being isolated, texting. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about it a little bit
sure.
more. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm the ever polite, because I'm Southern, Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget.
Too busy scheduling appointments.
Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We'll talk with Dan. We actually started a discussion of something that because some military brass last week said, okay, it's time to have women register for the draft. So we put it up on Facebook. Do you think people that women should? And I think it's been unanimous that everybody's saying yes. But it turns out that there's a much more complicated issue than that, which is that there is no draft right now, but you still have to register for it if you're a male between 18 and, 34, 24, something like that? So, which I suspect most men don't know, and Dan is saying, well, maybe through various mechanisms when you register to vote or go to college or whatever, but I don't know. I'd love to hear from somebody who's in that age range who either has registered and why they registered or has not registered and know anything about it. Because it's punishable. You can actually get in trouble for not registering, even though you didn't know there was a draft. There isn't a draft. You just have to register for something that's non-existent and hasn't been around for 40 years. Dan has then moved on to a topic that I think interests and involves a lot of people, which is a decrease in civility. And I tend, as I said, not to, on the one hand, I think it's been a a common thread for every generation to look at the younger generation and say they're thugs. And that goes back to literally Pliny the Elder. On the other hand, I personally feel that electronics have allowed us to be isolated in group situations and ones where we probably would have paid a little more attention to other people. We might have, and I think not only have we verbally gotten less civil, I think spatially we've gotten less polite, that people bump into each other, they're not watching out for their neighbor. I don't know if there have been an increase in auto accidents with people texting. My sense is there probably has been, but I don't know if there are any statistics to support that. But it's uncomfortable whether it's dangerous or not, and people texting while they're walking down the street or as soon as they get off the subway, that they'll start texting on a stairway, stopping in the middle of intersections. So I don't know that it's consciously rude. It's just tuned out.
I think that what's going on, Dr. Joy, is, you know, I think the electronics has definitely contributed to that, as well, you know, all these conveniences making our life, you know, somewhat more connected and easier. It's also created a barrier. Let's take, for example, like if you apply for a job, the consensus of people that I know that are seeking work is that they never hear back. So you don't really know whether it just went into this electronic void somewhere or whether you're being considered.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I think there's a step even before that, which is that there are very seldom interviews anymore, that you apply to everything. You don't apply in person. You apply online. And that there is not necessarily a feedback loop that says, yes, we've gotten it. In the old days when you applied in person, they didn't necessarily tell you if you didn't get the job, which I always felt was not fair as well. But it's even worse because you don't know. You don't know whether they got it. Although when my daughter, who is much more a pro at this than I am, says that there's usually a thing that says, yeah, we got your application or not. But I hear that just the simple kind of courtesies that we sort of hopefully take for granted are in fact being taken for granted, and they're not occurring as much. I agree with you.
Yeah,
and it makes living together less. You know, one of the things I was talking with somebody about, that I'd been in a southern state, and in theory you think the South is a little more polite than the North, but I've always maintained that New Yorkers are not. They're not rude. They're just brisk. Everybody's in a rush, so that they talk fast and they think fast and they move fast. And they're not going to be very patient with you if you're slow. But it's not out of rudeness per se. It's just out of some kind of necessity. But I would also argue that as a necessity, there's so many of us living so close to each other that most of us are relatively polite. And I was surprised at how little civility there was in a part of the country that I've traditionally thought of as much more civil than the part where I live.
Well, I don't like hearing that.
I wasn't thrilled about it either.
Yeah, it's just, you know, even you go beyond, you know, applying for jobs, you know, where you don't hear back. And let's take, for example, dating sites. And, you know, here are people, everyone wants to meet somebody. Yet, okay, you know, there's a lot taking place there, whether they like what your profile says,
yeah,
or whether
yeah.
they like your photograph or whatever. But when you send a note and you don't hear anything back from there, what's the harm? I mean, how
exactly.
long does it take you to write thank you?
How much effort does it take to say, gee, it was really nice, meaning, you know, hearing from you, but I'm actually seeing somebody, or have a nice day, or have a nice life? I agree with you. That just the basics of kindness, of just civility, and so is the lubrication of social interaction. I agree with you. All right, so let's all...
Yeah.
Everybody who's listening today, go and do something incredibly polite, and then you can Facebook me back and say, all right, here's what I did that was incredibly polite today, or
that's
experiences.
Great. Yeah.
All right, we'll do it.
Thanks, Dr. Joy. Yeah.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. Happy Mardi Gras. All right. So Mardi Gras is now National Polite Day, as far as I'm concerned. Lillian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have
a problem with.
Okay.
I've been married for 20 years.
Okay.
And my husband jokingly said once, "Well, why don't we have a threesome?" Or, "Well, I was away. Did you ever have one?" And I said, "My younger years, we experimented with a lot of things."
So wait a minute. So he just said, sort of jokingly, "Let's do a threesome. Have you ever done it?" And you admitted that you had.
Not a threesome, but I've had foreplay with another woman in my teens. You know, we were just fooling around, see how it was like.
Okay. And, what? How long ago was this conversation, though, Lillian?
How long ago?
Yeah.
This has been going on for like almost a year now, after 20 years.
So what was his response to you saying that?
Oh, well, maybe we should have one.
Yeah, like, baby is sure what his response was.
I'm like, I don't think so. People grow up, I told him.
Oh, darling.
And now it's like an everyday thing, and he's put money aside just for us to, rent the whole thing.
For the divorce? What's he put the money aside for?
Yeah. I'm totally against it, and...
Okay, listen. You do know what to do. Look, I'm not scolding you, but the three things that everybody's allowed to either lie about or keep their mouth shut about, and keeping your mouth shut about is probably a better strategy than lying about it, are your age, your weight, and your sexual history. Because talking about any of the three of those is going to get you in trouble every time, I guarantee you. Because anybody who's asking is asking for a reason. So anytime somebody asks you about your age, your weight, or your sexual history, the answer is, I don't speak any English. You know, you just don't answer it. And you can lie about it if you want, because lying about it, in some ways, is easier because it gives somebody an answer. But if they check up on it, they're going to say you lied, and then you have to go back to the original thing. It's none of your business, because it isn't. All right, but we can't undo what's been done. So tell me about your marriage in general. Would you say your marriage is good or mediocre or lousy?
I would say medium. He's very attentive. He's very,
okay.
He's always there.
Good.
Not financially, but emotionally.
Okay.
He's always calling me, always telling me he loves me. This has been going on for years and years.
That's great.
It hasn't changed. And it's just this little incident that he brought up one time. And
yeah, but honey, unfortunately, you opened the door for him. And that
yeah.
his was a test flight. And unfortunately, I mean, he was just being smart-alecky and silly, and then you said, "Well, yeah," and he said, "Wait, hot damn!" So, all right, so now we have to undo that.
Oh God, yeah.
I know. I assume you have no interest in a threesome.
No, not at all.
All right, then I think what you need to say to him is, "Look, as far as I'm concerned, I think we need to jazz up our sex life, but we need to jazz up our sex life with each other, not with another person. Let me put you on hold, and let me walk you through some things that may work well enough as a distraction to get him off this hobby horse. All right? Hang on for me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Lillian, after 20 years of marriage, or 19 years of marriage, sort of made a sweet but classic blunder in that her husband said, oh, let's talk about swinging. And she said, oh, well, you know, when I was younger, and it's opened a unpleasant door for for her husband to start bugging her about sort of sexual activity. And I think that, and she's just really not interested in it, which is certainly understandable. So I think what you need to say to him, though, is, look, darling, I take my marriage vows seriously, and I expect you to. When we said clinging to only you and abandoning all others, that I was serious about that, and I would hope that you are too. That fidelity is hard work, but it's important work, and it raises the the commitment that we have to a different level. It's not, gee, I'll hang with you as long as you're sexy, or unless I get tempted by somebody else. It's a serious commitment, and we took it in front of our friends and God and our parents, and I take it seriously. So no, I'm not interested in swinging. However, having said that, I think that maybe it's time for us to jazz up our sex life a little bit. So, and Lillian, what you can do is go get a copy of Alex Comfort's The Joy of Sex, which is, I don't think it's out of print, but you can probably get it on Amazon or something. You may even be able to get it for, as a used book. And go through, and it's basically a Sears Roebuck of all sorts of sexual behavior, some of which is sort of interesting, some of which is downright silly, some of which I think is very likely impossible. But it's kind of a way of saying, all right, let's try some new stuff. That you pick something, and then I'll pick something, and we'll sort of just make our commitment to each other even more important, but we can jazz up our sex life a little bit. Because I think that's really what he's saying. And unfortunately, as I said, I think you opened the door to him fantasizing about something that he probably was more sort of curious about than anything else. But you don't want this to be an ongoing aggravation to both of you. And if you're not careful, it'll really limit your sex life. And I don't want that to happen for you.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try.
All right. So, but I think it's sort of a twofold deal. It's number one saying, you know, I take our relationship seriously and our commitment seriously, and I love you. But let's be a little more inventive about our sex life. But let's involve each other, because that's where the commitment lies, and that's where the specialness lies, and that's where the importance lies. Not in, I mean, it's a slippery slope. Once we get one person involved, should we get more involved? What if I sort of fall in love with somebody and fall out of love with you? Let's not play with fire. Let's not do stupid things. And let's honor our commitment to each other.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm afraid of. And he had said, oh, it's only a one-time deal.
Well, but again, that's why I don't want... But I don't want you dealing with it on that level. I want you dealing with it of, we made a commitment to each other, and that commitment is really important, but let's work on our sex life a little bit more. And I would have gotten a copy of The Joy of Sex. And you might, I don't know if you can, well, you could probably download it if you wanted to or something. But I mean, I think it's like 300 pages or something of different kinds of sexual behavior. And some of them are just plain silly. Some of them are like, well, let's try a chair. You know, let's try sitting on a chair to have sex, or let's try it in a hot tub, or let's try it with a pillow underneath your hip. I mean, some of them are pretty prosaic, but it gives him some different perspective, Lillian, first of all, on how seriously you take your marriage and your marriage vows.
Oh, I...
But also, I know you do. And second of all, how seriously you take what he wants as well, that you're not ignoring him. You're not saying, don't be a doofus. Well, you are a little bit. But you're saying, within the context of something that's really important to both of us, which is fidelity, that let's be a little bit more creative about our sex life with each other.
Yeah.
Okay? And then you've got it covered, because you're not saying no. You're saying there's something really important to both of us here, and I hear that our sex life can get a little humdrum. Let's figure out ways of being a little less humdrum with each other.
Yeah, and once I do that, hopefully he'll agree with...
Well, then if he doesn't, then you can say, look, you know, which part of our commitment to each other do you not understand? You've got a high ground to cling to rather than just saying no to him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That should work.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
You're
welcome, kiddo. And I would do this before Valentine's Day. And I mean, you can wrap up the joy of sex and say, all right, you get to pick one night, I get to pick the other. I mean, it might be a really important turning point in your marriage where it's gotten a lot sexier.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Lillian. Okay, what have we learned from this? Do not talk about your age, your weight, or your sex life, to your sexual history, all right? Because all it can do is get you in trouble. I guarantee you, all right? Everything else is worth not having to remember what you told somebody. I mean, so telling the truth is actually a huge advantage. And in those three, it's not even that you have to lie about it. You just don't have to answer the question. Just, we're talking about advice and good advice. My thesis advisor actually was the one who taught me this. He said, we were talking about oral defense, which is what you have to do after you've gotten your PhD, your dissertation approved. You have to do an oral defense. And he said, sometimes people are going to want to show off by asking you questions that have nothing to do with your dissertation. They're not showing off for you. They're showing off for other people on the committee. So, first of all, you tend to think faster and talk faster than most people. Don't do that. Wait till people have finished their question, no matter how inane or how stupid or how predictable. Look toward heaven like you were desperately trying to figure out an answer for it. Count to 10 slowly, and then answer anything you want. Because most people, first of all, don't listen. They're so interested in their own question, they don't care about your answer. It gives them the respect of saying, wow, that's a really difficult question, even when it wasn't. And you can answer anything you want. So talking about those kinds of things are that your age, your weight, or your sexual history are the same category. You can just look them straight in the eye and say, nice day today, isn't it? In fact, you can do that with any question that you don't want to answer. We all feel compelled somehow. And the police are very well aware of that. They know human beings don't like silence very well. So they ask you a question, then they'll be really quiet. And most human beings will rush to fill the gap of silence. You don't have to do that. All right? You don't have to answer the question just because somebody has asked it. And you don't even have to take the fifth. All right, 855-993-7569. All right. Whoops, we just ran out of time, didn't we, about the last of the draft. All right, well, it gives you more time to respond to that if you want. If you are a male between the ages of 18 and 34 and you haven't registered for the draft, best look into it. I know there's no draft. You still have to register. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.